You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder Tommy Gong says his office is still counting ballots from the November 6th election. He expects to release more numbers later this week and next. But one thing has halted, those election mailers that stuffed mailboxes since summer. KCBX's Tyler Pratt recently wondered, how much did campaigns spend on mailers? How many mailers were there? And where do they end up when the election is over?
If you live in San Luis Obispo County, odds are you probably received at least one election mailer about Measure G, or maybe 10 or 20.
This last week, every day, I got a mailer. One day, I got two mailers.
That's Kathy Teufel at the Yes on G election night viewing party. According to current unofficial numbers, that measure to curb future petroleum extraction in the county doesn't look like it's going to pass. But the Yes campaign did send out a lot of slate mailers hoping to sway voters. And so did the no side.
We paid to be in a slate mailer, but those are common forms of voter communication in the state.
That's Matthew Cunningham with the No on G campaign, which spent a lot of money on campaign advertising.
I think it's something over $8 million, but that's all publicly disclosed and public knowledge.
That public knowledge can be found in campaign expenditure forms. Every political campaign has to file them, but it doesn't make them always easy to read or understand. For example, in the late September to mid-October filing period of this year, you can't really tell exactly what the No campaign spent in total on mailers, but you can see it spent just over $100,000 with the U.S. Postal Service. For the same time period, the Yes campaign used a place called MailRight Print and Mail in Sacramento and spent just under $40,000. So, yeah, the No on G campaign sent out a lot of mailers, but so did a bunch of other election campaigns for candidates and props on the ballots. Yes on 11, No on 8, Vote This Way, Vote That Way. We reached out to the U.S. Postal Service to find out how many election mailers were actually processed in San Luis Obispo County, and for the same time frame mentioned before, they processed roughly 675,000 mailers. But in 2016, during the same time period, the Postal Service processed 818,000 mailers, a lot more and close to triple the population of San Luis Obispo County. So do all those mailers just turn into trash after the election is over?
It's not necessarily trash. You have to be careful. So it's recyclable. So all those things that you're getting in the mail, those can all go into your recycling.
That's Patty Taze at the Integrated Waste Management Authority, which manages waste for the county. She says a lot of these mailers end up in recycling bins.
That doesn't necessarily negate the carbon footprint of cutting down the tree and using the inks and printing and manufacturing and, you know, all the other things. But in the end, it can be recycled and made into new products.
But surely that onslaught of recycling during election season can present an additional burden on the county's recyclers, right?
It honestly is not the recyclers in this county's biggest problem. In fact, they're happy to see it. They're happy to see paper products and cardboard products in the recycling.
Turns out recyclers have bigger issues.
People putting garden hoses in their recycling when they're not recyclable. Or people accidentally recycling things that are just not recyclable. Food, liquids, you know, those kinds of things.
Okay, so who is most affected by the mailers?
It actually doesn't impact us, but it impacts every household and business in the county.
So, if you were feeling bombarded by election mail, unlike telemarketing or direct mail, you don't have a lot of options to stop election slate mailers. When voters register in California, there's not a box to check to opt out of third-party election material, and the U.S. Postal Service says they can't really keep them out of your mailbox unless you halt all your mail or change your address. So, the best bet, if you do want to stop election communication, tell each campaign you don't want to be contacted. Once the next big election season gets underway, in 2020. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.